In Iraq, attacks against Shiites on a pilgrimage to the city of Karbala have killed at least 165 people over the past 2 days. Hundreds more have been injured. The pilgrimage commemorates the martyrdom of the Imam Hussein in the 7th century. The bombings are blamed on Sunni extremists, and more are expected to continue until the annual ritual ends this weekend. But violence did not deter tens of thousands of other pilgrims who began their march to Karbala today. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Baghdad.
Sugary tea, steaming rice, and chickpea stew is served to Shiite pilgrims who enter the striped tent in Baghdad's Karada neighborhood. Even the faithful who choose to pass by this rest stop are cared for by its pious managers. "Servants, servants, go give some juice to those people," one manager barks at a half dozen boys who scurry outside to hand off bottles of orange juice. Many of the marchers wear black and are draped in white cotton shrouds made of the same material used to bury the dead. One 26-year-old pilgrim, Rafid Hassan, welcomed the hospitality.
"These good people are giving us everything. We thank God for their kindness. Everyone is cooperative."
But despite such goodwill, the trek is being marred by carnage similar to that suffered by Imam Hussein himself and his party, who were killed near Karbala more than 1,300 years ago. The most deadly attacks have been near checkpoints where food and water is handed out. In the southern Baghdad suburb of Sadia today, gunmen opened fire on pilgrims. The Iraqi TV broadcast shows police firing back, but marchers carrying banners hurried past, refusing to be steered away from their course. One unidentified pilgrim shouted to the TV reporter that performing his religious duty in memory of Imam Hussein was more important than staying alive.
"In the past, the tyrant used to do the same thing. And today it's the terrorists, the Saddam lovers, the infidels, and the foreigners who are doing this to us."
Surprisingly, no one was hurt in this melee. But hours later, a suicide car bomber plowed into a nearby police checkpoint, killing one pilgrim and seven policemen. The mounting death toll is sure to stoke sectarian hatred at a time when the Iraqi government and U.S. troops are trying to stop the country from sinking deeper into civil war. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, quickly condemned the violence in a statement. He says he is outraged at the cowardly and brutal acts of violence. And Abdulaziz Hakim, the powerful cleric who leads Iraq's dominant Shiite political bloc, blamed Sunni extremists and Saddam Hussein loyalists for the killings.
"These powers have proved to be the bitter enemies of the people and are standing against their interests. They commit these crimes against innocent people who are an easy target."
But another powerful Shiite cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, blamed the American presence in Iraq for leading to these attacks. Sadr, in a statement, called on U.S. troops to leave Iraq so that al-Qaeda and other extremists wouldn't feel the need to be here. Some pilgrims lamented the absence of Sadr's Mahdi Army militia, which in the past has provided security during the trek. Pilgrim Karim Thiab.
"I welcome the Mahdi Army and any other group that can protect us. The Baghdad security plan is just beginning, so we don't expect much from it at the moment."
The U.S.-led security plan has forced the Mahdi Army to go underground in recent weeks. Nevertheless, Thiab and Sayed Jiad al-Musawi, who runs the Karada tent, say nothing will deter the march.
"To tell you the truth, what we do for Imam Hussein has been going on for hundreds of years. This year's bad conditions only strengthen the turnout."
Despite the danger, news reports this evening say more than 1 million marchers have already made their way to Karbala. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.